Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now we'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss, I like the sushi cause it's...
And what was so, I think, stunning to all of us in the Oval Office was that it was not clear Zelensky was going to go to negotiations at all, that he would ever be able to negotiate with Putin, and whether he shared our goal of ending this war. So what I made clear as Secretary Rubio, and I said, look, this cannot proceed, was that this was a huge missed opportunity for him and for his country.
This is Mike Walls, of course, former congressman from Florida. He's been on this show several times, a Green Beret, good guy, solid guy. Now he's the National Security Advisor for President Trump, talking about this Oval Office meeting that became a fight at the end.
He could have left the White House on Friday on the heels of an engagement with President Macron of France, with Prime Minister Starmer of the United Kingdom, where they were talking about European boots on the ground, security guarantees for Ukraine, a positive movement towards ending this war, and having Ukraine and the United States being bound together for a generation economically. But that what we made clear was that could not proceed, at least for now. And President Trump said in his announcement on X, when President Zelensky is ready to truly engage for peace, he's welcome back anytime.
And that was the end. By the way, just Dana Bash is another one of these, like, can't wait to interrupt. It drives me crazy. You know, just let them have their say. If they go on for 3 minutes, okay. But, you know, under a minute or a minute vicinity, just let them speak. You don't have to jump in. Anyway, because it's so distracting from the rest of the conversation. So this was the idea that, you know, Zelensky failed. Zelensky had a chance. He didn't obviously walk away with anything because he was asked to leave after the dust-up. I talked about that last hour, and we will give you more analysis of that coming up next hour. But I want Mike Wallace, the guy that I trust. He knows what he's talking about. He's a reliable source of information. And yet, my theory about what happened on Friday is that this was absolutely a setup. It doesn't seem like something that just developed organically. It didn't feel that way to me. If you watch the whole meeting, and I watched the whole thing, the full like 50 plus or so minutes of it, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. There's a couple of weird questions from the reporters. And then all of a sudden, J.D. Vance, the vice president, jumps in. And it's just weird. Everything from that moment forward looked fake to me, at least fake from the Trump Vance Rubio side. Okay. I don't think Zelensky was in on it. I don't think he knew this was coming. I don't think he expected it, unless he's an incredible actor. Now, he was an actor, he was a comedic actor. I don't think he's in on this. I don't think he knew this was happening. I think he is as befuddled as anybody that he's being treated this way by the president, which is weird to me because I think the explanation of this is super obvious. I think that they're setting him up as a way of aligning themselves, not because they want to be aligned with Putin, but a way of, you know, showing Putin that pretending to be on his side to bring him to the table to get him to concede to things because Putin thinks he's on his side, which is a great negotiating strategy. And of course, Putin's a chess master, so I don't think he's dumb enough to not think about this. The question is, what does he really think is going to be going on? So when Mike Walls denies it being an ambush,
You can't kind of trash the other side going, you know, litigating through the history of this conflict if we're going to bring both sides to the table. Further, coming to the Oval Office, you know, with the body language, the shaking of head, the arms crossed, we found it incredibly disrespectful. We were ready to sign that deal. I want to address directly that this was some type of ambush is absolutely false. We had negotiated the minerals deal in the weeks prior. It was difficult, but it was done and finalized and ready to be signed in the East Room.
By the way, Zelensky's, if you watch, and you have to watch to get the reaction, because I listened first, and then I went back and watched a lot of it. he is underreacting. This is not a, you know, eyes. Okay, if I were on the city council or I were on the county commission, I would be rolling my eyes. I would be scoffing. I would be, I'm a reactor, okay? Poker player, not me, all right? And Zelensky was as restrained as anybody could possibly be in the situation. Watching just the insanity unfold around him, thinking, what world am I in right now? Okay? So then Dan Abash, and again, that's why my theory about what was happening. Dan Abash asked the question, well, you know, because you said originally, talking to Mike Wallace, that you compared him to Churchill as a wartime leader. Many people have, and he is. He's been a great wartime leader. Zelensky has. And then he compared, you know, she says, well, but now you're comparing him to a ex-girlfriend who can't stop litigating everything from 6 years ago. Which one is it? His answer in just a second. John has got traffic on the files. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, sir. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, even 98 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays to hamper your ride in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So what does Mike Waltz on CNN State of the Union have to say yesterday about this? Well, you used to think he's like Churchill, and now you say he's like a bitter ex-girlfriend.
But Donna, you know, I would also point...
Oh, by the way, that's so funny. It's Dana Bash. And he calls her Donna a couple of times. It's so funny.
Well, Donna, you know, I would also point out, if we want to do a history lesson on Churchill, that he stood and fought for his people. President Zelensky stood and fought for Ukraine. But Churchill was also voted out of office in 1945. He was a man for a moment, but he did not then transition England into the next phase. And it's unclear whether President Zelensky, particularly after what we saw Friday, is ready to transition to Ukraine to an end to this war and to negotiate and have to compromise. Yeah. And what President Trump said right there that day in the Oval Office is both sides are going to compromise here. He's made that clear to both Vladimir Putin and Zelensky, but it did not appear to us that Zelensky was ready to go to peace.
Yeah. So buried in the middle of all that sounds like they're saying Zelensky needs to go. Right? I mean, the way you're going to get from Churchill to bitter ex-girlfriend is that you recognize that after they won the war, Churchill had to go. And he did. I mean, they got rid of him right away.
Are you suggesting that President Trump wants Zelensky to resign?
We need a leader that can deal with us, eventually deal with the Russians, and end this war. And if it becomes apparent that President Zelensky's either personal motivations or political motivations are divergent from ending the fighting in his country, then I think we have a real issue on our hands.
I don't know long-term whether Zelensky is going to stay or go. I think he'd be just as happy to go, frankly, after you've, you know, basically led a country through all of the hell that they have had to deal with. But my question is, in thinking about this, what explains things the best? So remember, Trump is a negotiator. He's a deal maker. He's a, you know, get to the end result. What's the best way for him to get to the end result of an end of the hostilities, which I genuinely believe he hates? And by the way, I think that Trump, honestly, I think he's even thinking much bigger than, you know, just this particular conflict. What has he said many, many times is his biggest goal in international politics. It's not America first. I mean, yes, that's important, but that's not the big one. In his mind, think of his age. Think of what he's grown up with. He hates nuclear war and the threat of it. It's kind of interesting. There are only a few core things you can identify in Trump, and one of them is he really hates nuclear weapons. Like, he wishes they didn't exist. And he has said several times that he would like to see a world in which we could denuclearize, right? Or at least dramatically reduce. But denuclear, like, he's talked about Russia, China working on this. So in his mind, my theory is his long-term big main goal is we got to get to international peace and we got to get rid of nukes. How do you do that? Well, you become friends with Russia. It's easier to negotiate something like that when we're not enemies, or at least when we're, you know, more amicable than we were. So is he doing this partially for the long-term strategy of denuclearization? I mean, I actually think so. Is he doing this also because if he can position himself falsely as an ally to Putin and take all the criticism of him being soft on Russia that is he's gotten ever since the Russia hoax and ever since in a way to get Putin, like, how do you get Putin to the table and to make concessions? You stroke his ego. You make him feel good. You make him sound like he's reasonable. Oh, yeah, this dictator Zelensky. Oh, yeah, they started the war. Oh, you say his talking points, which he's been doing, which is either insane or genius, right? There's nowhere in the middle. So he's going to get Putin to concede to things. And if he's really working Zelensky the way I think he is, Zelensky's going to be grateful for anything that doesn't just mean he gives up the current territorial gains by Russia. And if Trump can get some of the territory back, can get the rare earth minerals, why he calls them raw earth, I have no idea. It was weird. But, you know, rare earth minerals in the process, if he can get, you know, economic prosperity going in Ukraine for our benefit and for theirs. I mean, and if Zelensky has to leave office, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But either way, the country is saved, even though they've given up some territory. That looks like a win. Right? I mean, that and Zelensky's going to think that's, and the Ukrainians are going to think that's a win. They know they're not getting all their territory back. I mean, I think in their heart they know that. They hate to say it because when you've been involved in a fight for so long, you hate to grant any inch, right? But I think they know that. Everybody knows this. It's just nobody really wants to say it out loud too much. It's completely unjust. It's ridiculous that we're going to reward Putin with land. But, I mean, that's the reality. That's what's going to happen. Now, some people will say, and it's not without historical precedent, they're going to say, well, that looks an awful lot like, you know, Neville Chamberlain appeasing the student, appeasing Hitler with the Sudetenland. I get the perspective. And you never know until 5 years later whether you're right or not. That's the problem with land for peace. Or is this the only plausible outcome of getting peace, creating a situation where you can actually have some security guarantees, create material prosperity in the region, and maybe work towards denuclearizing the world? Big goals sometimes take big, weird, decisive action. Am I giving too much credit to Trump and Rubio and Walz and the team for being creative in this way? Maybe. But you just never know what's impossible. Could it also be that they're trying to just carve up the world with a total realignment of the global superpowers, China, U.S., Russia alignment that doesn't care about human rights and jettisons the principles of democracy and says, we don't care, it's America first, we're going to prosper, we'll take South America, you guys can take Africa, you guys over there, you can have Asia, Europe, I don't know, we'll figure it out later. I mean, you know, could that be possible? Sure, anything's possible. That's why, I mean, you got to pick what you think is likely. Disruption produces uncertainty, and that's where we're at. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older, says here. We're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome to the party, pal!
This Somebody texts in here, 437-1620. None of our adversaries will denuclearize. We should not put ourselves off on the wrong foot of strategic disadvantage. Oh, I agree. And I think it's, you know, kind of unlikely that Trump would pull it off, that would really get that kind of elimination of strategic nuclear weapons by China and Russia and, you know, India and Pakistan and, you know, Israel, who everybody knows has them but won't say it out loud. You know, will it really happen? I don't know, but Trump's willing to try. I think he's willing to try anything to get to that end result. Because that really, and again, think of his age and what he's grown up with in terms of the Cold War and nuclear and the Cuban Missile Crisis and all this stuff. Like, to him, that's not history. That's his growing up with stuff. And people who grew up through that think differently about nuclear weapons than you or I, who've just kind of been alive through it. And it's just, well, you know, sure, the annihilation clock is always at 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 3 minutes or a minute and a half. You know, whatever. We're just used to it. Didn't always have to be that way, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. 625 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump signed an executive order making English the official language of the U.S. The U.S. had never had an official national language.
Sí, señor.
It's 250 years.
Se habla inglés.
Hey, do you ever use Skype, Andrew?
Occasionally, when I have to. I'm not a big video conference person. I'd rather just talk on the phone. Go on.
Well, it's the end of an era. Skype officially shutting down. Microsoft is retiring Skype in May as they're redirecting users to its Teams platform. Skype users can move their accounts over to the Teams app now.
Teams is fantastic. It never fails. It always works well. You never have trouble logging in. That's excellent. Great.
Absolutely. Always works, right? Never down.
Yeah. What next, though? Vine? Oh, wait. Anyway. All right. Go ahead, sir.
SpaceX is making another effort to launch Starship today in a test flight. Of course, the last one didn't end very well with an explosion. The explosion of the rocket's upper stage sent debris raining down over Turks and Caicos last time. So we'll see how today's launch goes.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're traveling on Highway 98 just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, going to start to see maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay there through that construction zone. But other than that, things are looking good. Traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a couple of years old that have had one or maybe two owners. And, you know, they don't have that brand new car smell in them anymore, but they drive like new cars. Like, that's the idea. It's cars you can trust, count on, drive for a long time. Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. You know, they've got a great selection, 300 or so cars and trucks and vans and SUVs and sports cars and Jeeps and all the stuff on the lot. And the advantage of that is that you can really go and sample a lot of different things. You're not sure what's out there. You haven't shopped for cars in a while. Or maybe you have, but you're kind of curious what's out there. And, you know, the problem is when you drive around to like five different lots, you got to, you know, over here you got to meet Sam, and over there you got to meet Jennifer, and then you got to meet Jimmy. And then, you know, and like it's just, it's annoying, honestly. And it's time consuming. And, you know, then you got to remember, well, what was car number two like? Well, if you go to Frontier, they're just all right there and you can sample them side by side. And you only got to meet one person. And you don't even have to meet one person. You can just, you know, get in the cars or whatever, take them for drives, whatever. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right. So I was going to tell you one more thing about this whole Zelensky Trump thing, and it went straight out of my brain. What was it? Oh, it'll come back to me if it's important. Anyway, the official language of America, you know, shouldn't it be American instead of English? That's a good point. It's a good point. Why doesn't Trump make American the official language of America? Because we speak it differently than the Brits do. And what an opportunity missed to brand us. I mean, if it's going to be the Gulf of... Anyway, you know,
I was waiting.
Why not make it American? That's kind of cute. I kind of like that idea, which I'm on board with this. You know, there are not a lot of things I think Michael Savage got right, but language, borders, culture is correct as the basic defining elements of what it means to be a nation. Language, borders, culture. What is Trump establishing? Borders, clearly. Language, yep. And, you know, culture. That one's going to be harder. But if you interpret the whole anti-DEI thing, there's definitely an effort to restrict the zone of cultural variance, I would say it that way, at least when it comes to official government things. Changing culture and making culture a more homogenous thing is going to be very difficult, probably impossible, because in a land of freedom and diversity, which is the byproduct of freedom, you're going to have not a single culture. We haven't had a coherent American culture for at least 50 years. We've had, you know, sort of, you might say, dominant culture and 100 subcultures. And I would say now all we have is subcultures, is a sort of, a, you know, we're like the Balkans, like this total conflicting zone of who's in charge of what. Nobody's really in charge. And that's bad. OK, that's not healthy long term, because how do you create any kind of sense of unity around pure diversity? You can't. Diversity is always at odds with, you know, working together. Fundamental. I mean, that's what diversity means. It's people who see things differently. So anyway, we'll see if he can pull the culture part of it off. That's what liberals are always terrified of. And, you know, in some ways, rightly so, because if you try to impose culture from the top, that starts to look like authoritarianism. That's bad. OK, but in any case, I'm on board with the language part. Now, what will it mean for people who don't speak the language? It's going to be a challenge, I would think. But here's my short answer on why this is not a bad thing. If I ever moved to France or Germany or Japan, I would assume that I have to learn French or German or Japanese before I would ever become a citizen.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he thinks a relationship with the United States will continue and that he's still ready to sign a deal sharing Ukraine's minimal rights, a signing canceled after Friday's heated meeting with President Trump.
Several Trump administration officials say a reset is necessary before talks can resume again. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says they must figure out if a peace deal is even possible before talking about providing security guarantees. Officials say the spat on Friday has thrown that sequencing off.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Some wildfire evacuations in North and South Carolina are lifted as firefighters gain more control.
That's really the miracle here. No lives lost, no structures lost.
South Carolina Forestry Commission spokesman Doug Wood there on Fox and Friends First this morning. Dozens of fires broke out in the Carolinas starting Saturday during dry, windy conditions. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 43 degrees in Pensacola. Well, a boater that had been missing for several weeks was found in the Blakely River over the weekend. Officials in Alabama say a body was found by a barge crew Saturday morning. ALEA's Marine Patrol, Daphne Search and Rescue, Spanish Fort Fire all responded. They were able to pull that body from the water, and that missing boater was identified as John DeLong. Protesters were on the streets in Pensacola over the weekend. They were protesting DOJ's recent cuts to the National Park Service. There were about 100 people out at Graffiti Bridge on Sunday. There were about 7 people let go last week at the Gulf Islands National Seashore. Those included marine biologists and technicians at the park. There's new police chief for the city of Milton. The city has announced that Jennifer Frank will be serving as their new chief. That starts in April. Frank replaces Tony Tyndall when he retires. Frank is the first female chief of police in Northwest Florida, the 21st female police chief in the state of Florida. But she tells Channel 3 she doesn't want to focus on that. She says gender doesn't matter. If you do the work and you hold your own, she comes to Milton from Vermont, where she was the police chief in Windsor. Frank said she's going to make sure her team has what they need and knows that she cares about them. Last week, Congressman Byron Donalds announced he'd be running for governor of Florida. He's already been endorsed by President Trump for that job. He was on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo yesterday, talking about Florida's finances.
Florida will become the financial hub of the world, not just America, but of the world. Digital assets has really found a home in Miami-Dade. We want to build upon that framework.
And Donalds praised Governor DeSantis and said he's done a tremendous job. The governor's floated the idea of his wife, Casey DeSantis, running for that job next year. Well, Grammy Award-winning R&B singer Angie Stone died in a traffic accident in Alabama over the weekend. That happened Saturday morning, 5 miles south of Montgomery. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Stone was a passenger in a van with 8 other people. The van crashed and was later struck by an oncoming semi-truck. She was pronounced dead at the scene of that accident. The other victims were taken to a nearby hospital and treated for varying degrees of injuries. Stone had performed at a Mobile Mardi Gras Association ball the night before. She was 63 years old. Members of the Alabama Republican Party have voted to elect John Wall to a third term as the state chair over the weekend. That happened during the GOP's winter meeting in Hoover. Wall is the youngest state party chair in the country. He's also serving a second term as RNC vice chair for the Southern region. Delegates who attended the winter meeting credited Wall with being responsible for significant growth in recent years. 634 News Radio, 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still no accidents to report to you right now, but I am seeing some slowdowns if you're on 98 just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. It's starting to be about a 7 to 9 minute delay now as we're starting to see a little more traffic. Also, if you're traveling around East Milton heading to downtown Milton, toward 87 through the industrial complex, seeing some delays there. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a mostly sunny sky day today with temperatures warming up near 67 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 59. On Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Showers and thunderstorms move in Tuesday night, going into Wednesday morning with a threat of some strong storms. By Wednesday afternoon, things clear out, 69 degrees for that high. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
45 in Pensacola, it is 38 in Milton, 46 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 7 o'clock, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Blue Ghost lander, built by Firefly Aerospace, has gently touched down on a lava plain on the moon's near side. Firefly Aerospace is the first private company to complete a moon landing without a technical issue. A tentative agreement has been reached between ATI and the United Steelworkers. According to statements from both companies, the union released a statement announcing the six-year deal impacting 1,000 union members across Pennsylvania and Lockport, New York. Other terms of the agreement beyond the length of the contract were not released. Microsoft is shutting down Skype, the video calling service it bought for $8.5 billion in 2011. The tech giant said it will retire Skype in May and shift some of its services to Microsoft Teams. Skype users will be able to use their existing accounts to log on to Teams. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 601, the NASDAQ up 302, the S&P 500 gained 92. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
At Pinair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinair Credit Union. Because at Pinair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, along with Five Sisters renovations, The World is Your Oyster at Atlas Oyster House, and Toast to the Coast on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
Who filed it? That's our game where I say what the legislation is that's been filed in Tallahassee as we start a new session tomorrow. And then John Pickens gets to tell me whether it's a Democrat or a Republican who filed it. Now, I don't mean to put you too much on the spot here, but
you are.
But PJ was almost perfect when we did this the other day, and Meg was also almost perfect when we did this the other day. So no pressure, John. But,
wow.
You know, you have competition
so
to keep up. All right, here goes. SB 406, hate crimes. Let's see. If you report a crime that's a false report and this is an effort to make somebody look bad who has a disability, national origin, ancestry, ethnicity, sexual orientation, then it's an additional enhancement to that crime. This is only having to do with false reports of crimes, but it does add, if you're false reporting a crime against somebody because they're black or gay or, you know, a Jew or whatever, then it's an enhancement to the crime. A Democrat or a Republican?
Democrat.
It is a Democrat. Barbara Sharif. That's right. HB 6013, bump fire stocks, repealing the state prohibition on bump fire stocks, allowing bump fire stocks that, you know, allow for simulated fully automatic fire from a semi-automatic gun with a variety of technologies. Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Republican. Toby Overdorf. Two for two so far. You're going to have to keep track because I can't keep track.
I can't either.
Okay, perfect. SB 450, crimes evidencing prejudice. This would add to the current prohibition on so-called hate crimes, that right now, if it's race, color, ancestry, ethnicity, religion, national origin, homeless status, or advanced age, this would add gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity to that list in the victim, Republican or Democrat.
Oh, that's a Democrat.
That is 100% Democrat. Three for three. Lori Berman. That's right. Every year, Lori Berman files all the standard Democrat bills. Don't go anywhere. House Joint Resolution 357, property tax exemption. Proposing an amendment to the state constitution to create a $100,000 homestead exemption on assessed value of real property for all levies. I think it's homestead only. Maybe it's for all properties. I need to go back and read it. Maybe it's not just homestead. Maybe it's for all properties, including like rentals and all that kind of stuff. But who wants to raise the level of exemption for property taxes to a minimum of $100,000, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Republican it is. Ryan Chamberlain. That's right. HB 359 creates an exemption from all taxation for real estate. So this would make it so that we would get rid of property taxes entirely. Of course, we'd have to move to some kind of a, you know, value-added tax or a consumption tax. Or, I mean, theoretically, you could go to a person tax. We're not going to. Nobody would. I mean, it'd be fair, but we're never going to do that because it would mean everybody would actually, you know, pay their share of government. We don't believe in that. Yeah, it's crazy to imagine. But okay, so who wants to get rid of all tax, property tax, Republican or Democrat?
Oh, boy. Republican.
It is Republican. Okay. Look at you, five for five. Well done. Same guy, Ryan Chamberlain.
Okay.
Remember last year there was a bill to propose to study the thing, and then, of course, Governor DeSantis has said he wants to, he'd like to get rid of property tax. Oh, my God. This is like dream come true, wish fulfillment, fairy magic wand type time for me to think about. The idea that I could live in a state that has no state income tax and no property tax. I don't know how
That'd
we keep people out.
You.
I don't know how we keep people out. This would be amazing. Because the property tax, to me, is the single most unjust, ridiculous, absurd tax there is. You have to rent your existence from the government every year based on how much your property's worth? Both parts of that are insane. Like, you never own it. You have to always rent it from the government. And if you don't pay for 3 years, they can auction it off. That's insane. And the fact that, you know, you, just because your property is bigger or nicer, you have a nicer house on it, you have to pay more than somebody else, that is also insane. Both parts. So if we could get rid of it, like, man, that'd be amazing. All right. I don't know that we will, but we'd be the first state to do it. SB 476, prohibited discrimination based on hairstyle. It's called the Crown Act. Creating a respectful and open world for natural hair. So the basic gist of this is that when black people wear, you know, an afro, for lack of a better term, but when they wear poofy hair or cornrows or whatever, doesn't, you know, pick it, that you wouldn't be able to discriminate against them on the basis of that. Who wants to do that, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
It is a Democrat. Chev Jones. The Democrat's Democrat. Interesting bill. They keep bringing it up. I don't know why this bill doesn't pass, honestly, but it doesn't.
What about the lack of hair?
About being bald?
Yeah.
Not allowed.
I know, but...
But can you discriminate against somebody on the basis of not having hair?
Yes.
You know, it's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. There's also an interesting discussion around the whole issue of appearance and cosmetics, things like hairstyles, because on the one hand... you want to prohibit or you want to at least discourage anything that looks like racism or sexism or hairism or appearancism, okay? On the other hand, if you're in a customer service business, customers come and go based on how they feel about the overall presentation of what you're doing. And, you know, if, for example, you go into a place and they have, I don't know, beards and dreadlocks, could be white or black, you know, and you find that gross as a waiter, maybe you don't go back there anymore. Should the restaurant be allowed to require certain kinds of physical appearance in order to be a waiter? Well, you're in a customer service industry. I mean, it's not an obvious thing, you know, that all things should be allowed. Or, I mean, because generally what you want to say is if it's based on race, you should allow it. But, I mean, some
you wonder why I'm in radio.
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay. All the
you
reasons.
Wonder why. Yeah.
All right. We'll come back to this in a second. So far, I think, are you perfect on the day?
Perfect.
I think you are. That's pretty perfect. Good. Well done. I challenged you up to higher performance.
Yeah, you did.
No, you just had better performance in you. All right. John Pickens got traffic on the five.
That's right. No accidents still to let you know about right now. Looking at I-10, I-110 are looking good. Starting to see more delays on 98 just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. Seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay there. So just be aware of that. Also, if you're on Highway 29 going northbound right around Burgess, see about a 5 to 7 minute delay just due to congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Back to the bills that have been filed in Tallahassee, and we'll start getting, I mean, they've already been heard to some degree in committee. So I'm a little behind the curve on this, but this is something we like to do before session gets going. HB 399, it's called ethics, but it prohibits candidates, elected public officers, appointed public officers, public employees from misrepresenting their armed forces or United States service records. So like a stolen valor kind of prohibition. Medals, uniforms, insignia, anything they're not allowed to wear. They're not allowed to misrepresent. Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
It is. It's Judge Pat Maney. I'm surprised this isn't already in the law, but it isn't. So you wouldn't, for example, on a campaign flyer, be able to purport to be in the military or have a rank different than what you actually had, or, you know, that's the idea. HB 6015, limitation of size of individual wine containers. Currently, you are only able to sell anything above 1 gallon. You can sell up to a gallon now. That's new, I think, last year. But you can only sell over a gallon if you use a reusable container. You still have specified size of only 5 gallons. It's a weird bill that generally is going to allow bigger wine sales, Republican or Democrat.
Who would...
We have the goofiest laws around alcohol in Florida.
All right. Democrat.
Now you got one wrong. Vanessa Oliver, Republican. Tricked you. Toll payments. This would exempt veterans, department, any person who's been determined by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs or its predecessor to have a service-connected disability, 100% would be exempt from paying tolls in the state for, like, bridges and freeways. Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
That is. Blazing Olia. That's right. Republican. Which, by the way, just generally, I'm going to say this. It's, you know, some people might think it's a dumb thing to say because it's an unpopular thing to say. I don't like carving out exemptions for anybody. Even disabled veterans, even veterans, anything like this. If you want to find a way to give them money, I will support you. But stop making all of these tinker around the edge kind of exemptions where every little piece of the law treats them differently as a way of doing nice things for them. Figure out a way to just give them what they need and then stop doing this kind of stuff, because it lends itself to other changes and peripheral elements of who gets an exemption and who doesn't. Like, you know, if you're old enough or if you're of a certain subgroup, I don't like that way of dealing with the law. SB 588, campaign communications. This would, as I understand it, this would be like a political do not call list and a do not mail list. So you'd actually be able to stop getting the mailers in your mailbox. I think if I read it right, and I might not because it's kind of, but if I read it right, that would be, you know, you wouldn't be getting me the texts or the phone calls or the political mailers, Republican or Democrat.
Where do I sign up? Republican.
It is. Don Gates is a co-introducer of this one. It's Thomas Leak also. Again, I'm not sure that I've read this one right. I think I have. But if it's true, 100% of people want
this.
Sign
me up. I'm there.
Yeah. Don't send me the political mailers. Don't text me. Don't call me. Leave me alone. I will figure out who you are if I want to.
Just over the weekend, I got 4 texts
saying,
who are you voting for?
It's so stupid.
I'm like, well, none of your business. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. HB, House Bill 501, hands-free driving, requires you to not hold a phone in your hands while you're driving. That means for anything. That includes, like, you know how, like, I shoot videos when I'm driving? Okay, wouldn't be allowed to do that anymore. Wouldn't be allowed to talk on the phone with it in your hand anymore. All hands-free, period, like a lot of states have done, Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
It is a Democrat. Allison Tant. I am 100% against this bill because it would mean all of my news videos while I'm driving would be illegal.
We know.
I can't stand this bill. HB 491, use of artificial intelligence to detect firearms. In places where firearms are prohibited, like at a city council meeting when they're in session, or at a bar, for example. You can't take a firearm into a bar concealed. Concealed, period. Schools are exempted from this, but you would not be able to use AI in a camera to detect if somebody's carrying a weapon, like if there's a bulge. Who wants to make it so you cannot use AI to detect a firearm in a prohibited place, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
It is a Republican. That's right. Monique Miller. And as I said, there's an exemption. Schools would be allowed to do this. All right, I think we'll do the last one here. That's too easy. I'll do 2 more. HB 549.
Don't do that to me.
Gulf of America, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, I got that
Changing
one.
Changing everything. And then last one for now, HB 545. Motor vehicles using the furthermost left lane. We had brought this one up last year. The governor said it was terrible. I can't remember if the governor vetoed this one last year or just discouraged it. I think he might have vetoed it. This is the one that would make it illegal to drive in the left lane on a highway, period, unless you're passing. So you can't camp there, you can't be in line there, you can't anything unless you're passing, actively passing, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
It is a Republican, which surprises me. Jenna Persons Milica. This is a terrible bill because you have places in South Florida where it's congested and you need to be able to drive in all the lanes. And also, frankly, this doesn't really solve the problem of slow cars, slow drivers. It won't work in practice. But in principle, yes, it'd be nice. But also, you have rough right lanes. And sometimes you don't want to drive in the right lane because the right lane's bad, dangerous for your car. Anyway, so there's a good... I think you did almost but one?
One.
Just the one.
How
and
about
it was a
that?
Tricky one, right?
Yeah.
So well done, John.
That?
Yeah, take some applause. Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate
6:52
it.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to... Sometimes Christine Leavenworth, one of the things she likes to talk about is, like, when should you call her? You know, is it when you've decided what to do? And she says, no, long before that. Call me when you're just thinking about it. Call me just if you've got questions. You know, you're curious what your home might be worth. You're curious how long it might take to sell your home. Give her a call. You know, or you're thinking about, well, I kind of want to live on the beach. I'm not sure if I can afford it. Good question. You know, this is a good question. And as she was talking about on Pep Talk the other day, well, it's location, condition, and price. Those are you get 2, not 3. And so it's a question of how far away from the center, where do you want to be, how much can you afford to lock? But, like, call her when it's early in the process, and you can say my name. Just say, you know, Andrew says, give you a call, ask you a question. You're like, oh, I love Andrew. You know, that's how she is. She's wonderful. And then she'll answer your question, and if there's a meeting to be had, she'll have it. If there's not, there's not, whatever. But she just wants to help. She loves talking with people about real estate. She's kind of a nerd about it in a good way, okay? 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Coming up after the Pensacola Morning News at 9, join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Join them today, right after the Pensacola Morning News at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It galls me to say it, but for reasons known only to the Almighty and your guardian angel, you've been called back to Top Gun.
Good morning, 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation, 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Still no accidents to let you know about right now, but the backups seem to be a little more if you're on 98 just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. We're up to about a 10 to 12 minute delay there. Also, I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Just some minor delays if you're headed southbound on Highway 90 to Pensacola. Just some minor delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Andrew. Israel says it will be preventing humanitarian aid from entering Gaza after Hamas rejected its proposal to extend the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire agreement to cover the Islamic Ramadan and Jewish Passover periods. Giles Gibson with more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Hamas of stealing supplies brought into the enclave, which the militant group denies. This block on humanitarian aid will undoubtedly ramp up pressure on Hamas to agree to an extension of the first phase of the ceasefire, which it has resisted.
And the UN, several Arab states, and aid agencies are condemning that decision. Russia applauding the Trump administration over recent shifts in U.S. foreign policy. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov released a video on Sunday on Telegram explaining how the administration's approach to foreign policy, in his words, quote, largely coincides with Russia's vision. That comes just days after the exchange between President Trump, Vice President Vance, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office. And, Andrew, do you follow hockey much?
Never.
Yeah, well, me neither. But Alex Ovechkin apparently is getting close to passing Wayne Gretzky with the most goals in NHL history. He scored his 884th career goal on Saturday as the Washington Capitals lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right. Thanks so much for the update. Nope. Never. Well, not even a little bit.
Wait a second. You're a Midwesterner. I think it's cold up there, isn't it?
You know. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't listen to country or square dance. Are we good?
Okay. Yes. We're special.
You can be from a place and still be from a place. All right.
Okay.
The SS United States is getting really close to Dauphin Island. In fact, I was just texting with a buddy who's actually out there right now. And it's getting very, very close. It's if you look at the Garmin tracker, it's kind of turned a little bit to the northeast. So it's heading just east of Dauphin Island. Crowds apparently are out there pretty heavy this morning to watch the big ship pass into the Bay of Mobile, where it's going to go under its refurbishment before it gets reached. You're listening.